Okay, so go back to your groups, go back to your worksheet. Okay, so next step is for you to identify who will be attending the event. Okay, yes, I know that all of them are volunteers, but can you come up with a better description? Like what age would they be? Okay, personality types? Are they rowdy? Are they formal or whatever? Okay, and then set your objectives. Your event objective should answer either what will the participants do after the event or how will they feel as a result of attending the event. You might want to include other event objectives such as attendance, probably retention as we mentioned earlier. Okay, and then for each objective, come up with a measure. So how will you measure if you were able to achieve your objectives? Okay, you have 10 minutes to work on that, starting now. 1 minute left. All right, so let's quickly, let's take a look at your event objectives and your measure. Just mention one event objective and how will you measure that objective. Okay, which group would like to go first? Do we go clockwise, counterclockwise? Would you ladies want to start? Oh, pwede rin. Siyempre pwede, di ba? Okay, game.
Please use your microphone.
Okay.
Okay. With the event volunteer appreciation, who are we expected to attend this event? Of course, it's our active volunteers from our 7 ministries who signed up last year, last February 2011. Our estimates are, since our idea is really more of Victory U-Belt, so the bulk is 40% youth, 25% single professionals, 25% married, and 10% kids.
Okay.
Okay. With regards to setting objectives, our event objectives are to potentially recommit. To potentially recommit for next year and possibly recruit new volunteers. Our measure would be it should have fun and engaging program. Okay. And then other objectives, okay. Attendance.
Yun na muna. Okay. Just to refine that, you said to potentially recommit.
Our main objective should be to feel our volunteers should feel valued and recharged.
Okay, to make the volunteer for volunteers to feel valued and recharged. How are you going to measure that?
It's really more of creating an atmosphere for them that they feel loved, they feel appreciated. Uh-huh. So our measure should be people are naturally drawing in towards each other and talking to one another.
Okay, so it's an action that should be observable,
yes,
within the event.
Yes.
Okay, good. Next group, anyone else? Okay.
Parang mahirap yung objectives. Ano? So who will attend this event? Primary audience would be volunteers. We noticed that bulk of the volunteers are from the yuppie crowd, so ages 23 to 38, around 60%, and then it tapers downward from there, so from the youth side or to the married older generation. Okay, so setting objectives, it was really more a feeling, not so much a do. Again, to make volunteers feel special, but as you ask there, that's hard to measure. Attendance goal is to get 80% of the volunteers in the list, the volunteer list, to attend the event. We can measure that through the actual ticket count on the day of the event. Budget to allot 300 pesos per person to cover for food, possible giveaway, and gimmicks that will be broken down per person, yung cost. For the event. So
okay, sige pa. Okay na po yan. Thank you. Next group.
Our objective would be to wow.
Wow.
The volunteers by recognizing their value, resulting in recommitment. How would we measure that? We just said 80% recommitment is our success level.
Okay, good.
Okay, for the other details, regarding the budget, we would look at last year's budget, evaluate it, and make adjustments based on inflation rate, yung mga ganon.
Okay.
And the economic, what you said
the
earlier?
The economic forecast.
Yes,
okay,
we want to look at that. The events in the U.S., you know, the dollar. No, that's too much.
And then, sige, okay na yan. Thank you, sir. Thank you po. Next group.
Our budget objective is to work within, we need to answer this. Who will attend the event? Pastors and staff, volunteers who have served at least 3 months in the previous year, because it's strictly by invitation. Demographics, age 10 to 70, male, female, all socioeconomic backgrounds. We didn't break it down by percentage. I'll choose yung budget objective. Our budget objective is to work within the set budget, pegged between 200 pesos to 300 pesos per head, all inclusive. And the measure for that will be to compare projected expenses, versus the liquidation report.
Yeah, okay, good. Next group.
You're right, okay. That was a day.
Next group, yes, yeah. Sir.
Who will attend the event? We basically the ministry people, music team, the ushering, the creative kids, communications, admin team, tech and prod. For the objectives, Pastor Ado said the wow. So what we're minimizing is the what? So objective is do feel, we want our volunteers to feel validated, appreciated, happy, and excited for next year. So how do we measure that? We were thinking of having a happy chip box. So Meralco does this, and I think other Globe Centers does this. So we have a box that maybe at the entrance. So going out of the entrance, I'm sorry. So we have a box for a smiling face and a sad face. So they don't need to feel, so it's a good idea for next year. So we, one thing good about this one is that there are no awkward moments for volunteers to fill up a feedback form. All they need is just to get a happy chip if they're happy and just drop in there. Now for, that's a qualitative. So for the, that's a quantitative, I'm sorry. For the qualitative, we'll be gathering the pictures, the documentation, and we'll also base it from there, if they're happy or, yeah. We're targeting about 70% of total volunteers for the attendance. Okay. And we measure that by counting the tickets or doing a count on that.
Okay, good. So all groups did very well. Congratulations. Let's give everyone a big hand. Was it difficult to set objectives? Yeah, it can be a challenge, no? Medyo kailangan pag-iisipan mo. Lalo na pag kailangan isipin mo that these objectives have to be measurable. No? But those are the realities and those are the musts that we should have for our event. Okay? Now, sometimes the achievement of the objectives might not happen on the night of the event. Okay, like what we were discussing here, it could be a residual effect. Diba? Pwede namang don't pressure yourself na kailangan paglabas nila ng ballroom, happy silang lahat. Okay? Minsan nakikita natin yan if they continue talking about the event. Diba? Or let's say, if you check their Facebook, if they post their photos of the event. So nakikita nyo how well they enjoyed and how memorable or how well they would like to keep those memories. No? So the change might not be observable immediately. It might come in the succeeding weeks pa. Okay, very good. Okay, so we already have set our purpose. We know who would be in the audience. We know what results we'd like to achieve. Okay, we already have an idea of how much is the budget for the event. and we have decided on how we will check and measure the results. So this would be our foundation for planning our event. Okay? It's a kind of boring, very managerial kind of thing, but it is very important. Okay? So that we do not lose ourselves when we work on the creatives. Minsan kasi, we get so excited about the theme and the color and what we will do, what the attire will be, will there be a costume, yung mga ganon. We get lost in those details. We forget exactly what is the event for and why are we having it. Okay? And how can we use this event to the organization's advantage. Okay? So, be patient. Take the time to work on purpose, audience, objective, budgets, and measures. Okay? Anchor your plan on a good foundation. Okay? From the event vision, you will develop your event concept. Okay? And the concept is made up of the format, the venue, and the experience. Okay, format, venue, and experience. Okay, the format. Okay, so this would be how will the event be executed so that objectives will be achieved. When you talked about format, this is what you will do. Okay, what kind of event will you have? Okay, up to this point, don't be boxed into some... Kumbaga, don't be boxed into an idea already. Like when you say Volunteers Appreciation Night. Diba? As you set the event vision for your Volunteers Appreciation Night, don't be locked in into an idea of, dapat awards night ang dating niyan. Dapat Oscars yan. Because you might just be able to come up with another idea that will best deliver the results that you want. Okay? There just might be a better way of doing things. Okay? So, after you have set the vision, then you decide on what your format will be. Okay? Your parameters would be what will best deliver the results that you like and what will give your audience the best experience. Okay? On page 9 of your workbook, you have there, well, it's a cheat sheet kind of thing. Okay, you have there on the first column the different objectives that you might have. And on the succeeding columns, you have there the different event formats. Okay, that you might use, you might choose from. Okay, there are certain formats that would suit particular objectives. Okay? But again, challenge yourself to think out of the box. Okay, come up with something different. Now, just so that we understand our terminologies. Okay, what's the difference between a meeting, a conference, a congress, and a convention? Sila ba ay pareho o sila ba ay magkakaiba? Okay, tingnan natin to. This is a meeting. So, meeting is relatively small group. Okay? Hopefully, you can sit everyone in one table no matter how big it may be. Okay? So, that's a meeting. That one is a? Yeah, it's a conference. Okay? You have more people in attendance. Typically, in a conference, you have one or few speakers that make a presentation in front. Everyone listens. There may be a question and answer forum within that activity, okay? But that's a conference. What about that? Okay, you call that a convention. In the UK, they call that a congress. Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Okay, di ba? So... Well, a matter of semantics, but conventions are the biggest things that you can think of. Di ba? Yan yung mga 5,000 people, 10,000 people in attendance. Okay, everyone listens. Well, of course, you don't really know if everyone gets to absorb what is being talked about, but they're there. Okay? So, meeting, conference, and congress. Now, what about a seminar and a workshop? Which is a seminar? 2 and 3. Therefore, 1 and 4 are workshops. Diba? When you see people working, okay, when they have things to work on and discuss in small groups, then that would be a workshop. Pwede rin namang seminar workshop. Okay, there are sessions when you listen, there are sessions when you work together. Okay, now what's the difference between an exhibit and an exhibition? Ganon, may action. Which one? The display is the exhibit, right? The whole show is the exhibition. Okay, so each display there is an exhibit. Okay, so yeah, you can go around the theme like that. Okay, now a fair, a festival, and a parade. Which is the big event? Okay, the festival can have a fair and a parade. Correct. Okay, and very typical in the Philippines, di ba? Very colorful tayo. No, we use a lot of colors there. Okay, so yun, no? Good. So those are different types of formats. Okay, different kinds of events that we might have. Okay, what you have to decide on would be what activities are necessary to give the audience a delightful and memorable experience. Okay, it's always after the audience experience. Okay, or how can opportunities to socialize be made part of the event? Since you're bringing people together, okay, especially these days, networking is important. Diba? Knowing the right people, okay, making friends, these are things that are important. So look for opportunities by which you can socialize. And then also another determining factor for your format would be how much time do you really have? Diba? Okay, then decide what kind of tone or mood would you want to have. Would it be formal or informal? Will you have the event indoor or outdoor? Is it a passive event or an active event? Okay, are you going for something that's purely informative or purely entertaining? Okay, because this would help you decide later on what activities you'll be having for your event. Okay, but it is important to decide on the format because the next step is for you to select the right venue. Okay, dapat bagay yung format doon sa inyong venue. Okay, so again, these are just different kinds of event formats that you would have. Okay, select which one will best deliver the results you'd like to achieve and which will give your audience the best experience. Okay. Yon. So, we now have format. Next step, venue. So, what kind of venue will best house your chosen event format? And how will it achieve your event objectives? Okay? There are times when the venue is dictated already. Okay? Like, let's say budget limitations restrict us to have the event at the parking lot. So, wala ka na magagawa doon. Okay? You just maximize the resource that you have. Okay? But when you're thinking of a venue, see whether it is a match. Does the choice of venue that you have match the objective of your event? Okay? Does it match the tone that you have thought of or the image that you'd like to project, especially the image of the organization as well as that of your audience? Okay, and then what activities will you be doing? Okay, now I remember one case, no? I was asked to plan the Christmas party for the Jollibee franchisees. Well, these are store owners, no? Multi-millionaire guys. Okay, and to these guys, well, a Christmas party is just one of those things that you have to attend in December. Kumbaga marami sila noon. Diba? They attend a lot. And usually, the association's party, well, the same people come. You see the same people. Sometimes the other franchisees just drop by. Tipong dadaan, shake a few hands, and then they disappear. Okay, so the association president told me, Jem, we want something different. We want to rebuild relationships among the franchisees. Namimiss din naman namin sila. So think of a party that, or think of a Christmas party that will bind us together. Okay, so I had to think, well, these are business owners and they're tired of just any party. So I was really so pressured na kailangan kakaiba ito. Okay, buti na lang, a caterer friend of mine offered a yacht party. So I go, wow, I think that's exactly what they need. Okay, it matches their stature. Okay, and well, it is uncommon to have a yacht party. Therefore, the association party will not be just one of those Christmas parties that they have to attend. Okay, not only that, everyone had to board a yacht, which will cruise Manila Bay, okay, from sunset till evenings. It's a four-hour cruise. So that means no one can jump off the ship. Walang makakaalis. Diba? Kailangan nandyan lang kayo. Okay, nice idea. Okay, and the audience also liked it kasi it's a novel thing. Okay, so therefore, it's a must attend. Kasi naku, pag-uusapan yan, tapos ako, hindi ako makaka-relate sa kwentuhan nila, di ba? So, what happened was, it was the best attended party. I think we had very, very close to 100% attendance. Everyone was forced to arrive on time. Unless they wanted to swim from the dock, di ba? So, everyone came on time. Okay? And they left their bodyguards. Kasi nga naman, ano ba namang risk doon? Unless may submarine sa ilalim ng Manila Bay. No? Pero everyone was, everyone enjoyed the party. At saka, because, well, the yacht wasn't that big. At saka, syempre, it still is a yacht. Mahirap umiwas sa ibang tao. Diba? Wala kang maiiwasan doon. So, you had to meet everybody. Okay? And that was a very, very successful party. No, the activities, well, we just had a string quartet, we had dinner, we had a few games, we had drinks. Yun lang yun. Diba? Same elements for a party, but it was the venue that really made the difference. Ganon. Okay? So, challenge yourself. No, what or where can you have that activity? Okay? Sa yacht din? Sa bangka kaya, diba? O kaya lagay natin sa isang island. Okay, so think, what kind of venue will match your objectives, the tone, the image, the audience, and the activities that you will be having? Okay, yon. So think of format, think of venue. Diba? Minsan kasi iniisip natin, think out of the box. Diba? Pero hindi naman natin ma-imagine, eh, ano nga bang box ang pinag-uusapan natin? Diba? The box is the format and the box is the venue. Okay? Now, as you consider your venue, check, are there transportation issues? Will it be easy for your audience to get to that venue? Okay? One time, I was invited by one of the food associations to a function at the Blue Leaf over the other side of the fort. Okay? And sabi nila, Jem, ang konti nang nag-attend. Sabi ko, bakit? Eh, ewan ko, nag-confirm naman sila. Sabi ko, sinong target audience nyo? Well, we invited the purchasers of the hotels and the restaurants. So those who were from the purchasing department and some of the restaurant managers. Pero kukonti lang sila. Buti pa yung kabilang function. Tapos sinilip ko ano yung kabilang function. It was also about food. Okay, it was a menu master seminar. And I looked at the crowd. Well, I know many of them to be owners of restaurants. Some of them were the hotel F&B managers, no? So sabi ko, clearly kasi, it's a matter of access. When you're a restaurateur and when you're GM, you have a car, it's easy to go to Blue Leaf. But when you're purchaser, diba, that's still rank and file. E medyo, it's a challenge to get to Blue Leaf. Because that's the difference. You might even have a better event than the other side. Okay? Kaya lang, magkaiba kayo ng target market. Diba? Yun. So, kailangan ma-address natin yan. Think for your attendees. Think for the audience. Okay? Are there security issues? No? Minsan kasi may mga guests tayo na, ayun, like if you're inviting the President of the Philippines, yun, so may security issues yan. So you have to choose a venue that would be secure. Okay, what type of ambiance do you want to create? Okay, the work with what is already in the venue. No, like if you're planning a street party, I hope you will not choose the Shangri-La Ballroom for a street party kasi mas mahal pang i-convert yon into a street. Di ba? Kaya kailangan yung kaya mong i-adapt dun sa whatever activity you might want to have. Never mind if you have a lot of budget. Sayang yung budget just creating the ambience. Di ba? Okay, but well, one of my friends was telling me there was this big wedding anniversary event that was held in Cebu. Okay, there's only one big place. I think it's the convention place at the waterfront, Lahug. But the couple really wanted it to be grand. They changed the chandeliers. They brought in a container van full of chandeliers and changed it just for two parties. And then they had to remove it back and ship it back. Diba? Parang, sabi ko, sayang yung gastos. Diba? Okay, so, ganon. Okay, what type of food and beverage will you serve? Okay, bagay ba doon sa venue? Or will it be part of the venue services? No, that can be a deciding factor also. And then the cost of the venue. There are venues nowadays that cost a lot. Diba? I know of wedding venues that cost around 70,000 just to book the place. No, wala pa yung food doon. So, i-consider natin yan sa budget if we have to pay for the venue. Okay, there are other questions that you might want to ask, especially when you're scouting for venues. When you do an ocular, you might as well ask na rin. Yan. Unang-una, can the venue accommodate the expected audience size? Okay? Dispute the claims that the venue owners have. Kasi minsan sasabihin nila, a room like this, kasya dito 100. Kung nakatayo sila parang sardinas at hindi na sila kikibo, kasi nakaganyan lang, kasya yung 100 doon. Diba? Kaya kailangan alamin din natin, no? Use your best judgment, kasya ba talaga? Typically, if you have a chair and a table set up, let's say a banquet set up, allow 1.2 square meters per person. Okay, so if you're looking for a venue for 100 guests, the place should not be less than 1.2 times 100, 120 square meters. Okay? If you have to put in a stage, therefore, it has to be bigger than 120. Okay, your stage is already one-third. Okay, so 120 plus one-third, so kailangan siya ay 160. Okay, ganoon. Okay, can the venue be dressed up to achieve the effects that you want? Or is the image of the venue at par with the audience's expectations? Okay, like for example, if you're planning a couples retreat, again, it depends on what type of couples are you targeting. If you're targeting the business executive kind, therefore, you have to look for a venue that is medyo on the higher class. Okay? If these are just young couples na medyo starting out in life pa lang, then you can go for the budget class accommodations. Yan. If outdoors, is there indoor space available if it rains? No, dapat may protective booking tayo. level of cleanliness. Is it acceptable to you and your organization? Okay. Transportation routes, please check that also. Parking slots. Okay, is there enough parking for the number of guests that you are expecting? Okay, and then security. What level of security can be provided? Do you have to augment the venue security? Okay, more questions to ask. How much space is needed for each activity? If you will have games, is there enough space for games? If you will have breakout meetings, is there space for that? Okay? And then, of course, a lot of other questions. Okay? So, when you do an ocular, it's not just to be there para masilip mo lang. Be ready with your questions. Itanong nyo na lang lahat ng maiisip ninyong tanungin. Okay? Kasi lahat yan, importante as you build your plan. Okay? Questions so far? None? So we'll take a 1 hour lunch break. When we get back, we will build the event experience. Okay?
Hope you had a good lunch. All right, let's hear some more. Ms. Jem, can we give her a big hand?
Thank you. All right, so we're still building our plan. Okay, so far we've done with a vision. We started working on the concept. Okay, you have to decide on what would be the best format that would deliver your objectives. At the same time, what kind of venue or which venue would be the best place, okay, for the format that you have in mind. So next step is to build the experience. Okay, this is actually the most exciting part to plan. Okay, bear in mind that this is what the audience came for and this is what they would remember. So we really work hard on creating that experience. Okay? This morning, we started with the letter E. Diba? Kanina may isang grupo na mayroong letter F. Okay? Okay, this time we'll talk about letter A's. Okay? There are 6 A's that we will build on as we create the event experience. Okay? So we create anticipation, arrival, atmosphere, activity, appetite, and amenities. Okay, so the 6 A's. Okay, anyway, we'll go through each one of this. But going through those 6, no, it's the chronological order of things that will happen, right? So first of all, even before we start with the A's pala, decide, should there be a theme? Okay, when I ask you how you plan, ayun, dun sa establish, nandun yung theme. Okay, the other group also has theme under number 1. Dito, walang na-mention. Ayun, meron ding theme, naisingit din. Brainstorm about the theme. Okay, should your event have a theme? Again, ask what is the theme for? Okay, it's not just a matter of having a theme. Okay, it has to be there for a reason. Okay, notice diba noon, ang weddings, color motif lang ang kailangan. Kung yan ay blue, di tapos, pink kung pink. Ngayon, hindi pwede, kailangan may theme. Diba? Kailangan Hello Kitty pink. Mga ganun, kaya strawberry shortcake. Mga ganun tipo, diba? So, well, it's a nice way of having a creative handle. Okay, but when selecting a theme, select something that will help carry your message across. Diba? So an event theme makes the message more understandable, more memorable, and more endearing. Okay, that's actually the purpose of the theme. It's not a cutesy thing. Okay, it has to help aid memory It helps to help aid communication also of whatever message you'd like to convey. Okay, now what would be the sources of event themes? Well, you can talk about the destination or the locale, meaning where your venue is. You can talk about popular culture, or you can use historical or current events. Okay, or actually, you can just anchor it on one word. Okay, if it's action that you'd like, so what is that action that you would like the attendees to do? No, so these are some things that are popular. Okay, when it's awarding, let's say sales recognition, you have the Oscars. A marketing rally would be anchored on Star Wars, okay, or probably even Captain America. Diba? My students once did a Facebook-themed birthday party. So instead of name tags, they got the profile pics, printed it, and then you can just write your status on your name tag. Ganon. No? So, nice, no? Tapos may mga interaction. Ginawa na, kumbaga ginawa naming manual. Okay? Yung Facebook. So, you write it here. Then you can also, there was a status wall that we had. Okay? So, people can write their greetings there. Ganon. So, it's a peg that you can use. Okay? So, we go through the 6 A's. First, create anticipation for your event. How would you get people excited about your event? Or how will you get, or how will you invite them? Okay, so already, your invitations should carry the theme of your event. Okay, whatever theme you have chosen, have it on the invitation. Also, bear in mind that the invitation somehow sets the expectations of the audience. Diba? If you have an invitation like, let's say, that's 007 Christmas, so they would expect a James Bond kind of feel when they get to your event because you've started it. Hindi pwedeng 007 ang invitation pagdating mo doon, Star Wars pala yun. Para bang James Bond meets, diba, meets the Jedi. Ganon. Hindi mo pwedeng ganon. Diba? Kailangan consistent. Okay? Or even the kind of invitation that you come up with, like something like this. Ito, Let's Rock, September 9. So, you know already that it is an informal party. No? You know, medyo you already have an idea what to expect. Okay? So, decide how will you invite people. Okay, this is an example of what my son and his friends, no? What they did for J-Zone for CCF. So, they have a central title, okay, and the title was developed into a logo that appears on all of their materials. Okay? Work on consistency. So, it's seen on the banner, it's seen on the module, okay, the ID card, the PowerPoint slides. Okay? So, there's always consistency. That helps promote the event also. Okay? Kasi diba, tayo usually we don't really read things. Pero pag naalala mo lang yung logo na yon, yun yung event na yon. Okay? It aids recall. Okay? This is another event that they had. Okay? This is for the high school retreat. So, ganun. Same artwork. You see it used consistently. Okay, now this is an invitation that I designed for the college graduation for UP. Okay, sa UP kasi attending the graduation is optional. Why mo, wag, ganun, no? And we wanted a higher attendance rate. So, when I designed the invitation, I made it look like the diploma. Kasi kahit na you don't really get to take hold of your real diploma on that day. Para bang ito na yung pinaka-aasam-asam mo. So what we did was to personalize each invitation with the name of the graduate and the degree program. Yan. So parang yan, it announces with pride that so-and-so is a candidate for graduation with a degree in ganyan-ganyan. Okay, so So when this invitation got to the parents, di ba, parang ang feeling mo, ay, oo, ito na yung diploma ng anak ko. Malapit na naming makuha. Okay, the result was we had the highest ever attendance for a graduation ceremony. Okay, and then for the guests, okay, again, we try to veer away from tradition. Diba? You know naman, traditionally, ano ba itsura ng graduation invitation? Diba? Yun yung may program sa loob. Diba? Naka-half-fold na bond paper. Tapos nandito yung the title, the date, the day. Sa loob, nandun yung program, sinong kakanta ng Bayang Magiliw, sinong mag-speech, ganun, ganun. Okay, so sabi ko, wag na yun. Diba? So we went for something that was more emotional, no? Para talagang the faculty and the guests who would be coming, ayan, join us as we post a happy ending and mark a new beginning. So, diba? Para siyang wedding. Okay, pero it was there was an emotional pull to it. Yon. Yon. So, there are a lot of other ways by which you can make invitations. Nowadays, there's email. You can post an event on Facebook. Okay, you can come up with email and SMS blasts. No, but the important thing is to get people excited and make them want to attend your event. Make them curious. No, na ano kaya meron doon? Bakit kailangan must attend yung event na yon? Okay? Yan. The next arrival. So what will happen when guests arrive? Okay? This should be part of your plan. Again, when we plan, we do not leave anything to chance. No? So, already think, where will they enter? Who will greet them? Okay, and a host of other questions, such as, where will they park? How will parking be arranged? What signages are needed from the parking to the event venue itself? Okay, how big should the signs be? What should the signs contain? Okay, that, of course, assumes that there is a need for a sign. No? Well, depending on what your other event objectives are. I once worked for a company that, because of intense competition, we would not want to label our events. So whenever we had events, one of the rules were you are not supposed to post anything on the hotel lobby announcement. Okay, no name of the company. It can be a generic announcement. National Assembly. Yun ang nakalagay doon. Okay, para walang nakakaisip na, well, these people are having a meeting here. Okay, so again, it depends on what your purpose would be. Okay, you can also come up with signs that present a unique color identity for every location. Okay, like if you're doing an event in Ultra or at the Araneta, pwedeng color-coded yan according to their ticket so that they know where to go. Yan. Use landmarks and orientation cues. Okay, again, well, safety would dictate that we have to have well-structured paths and aisles, no, para it's safe to get people in and out. Okay, you can create regions of varying visual character. Okay, don't give too many navigational choices. The objective is not to confuse, di ba, but to inform people. Okay, you can provide a site map if the venue is quite big and there are several points of interest. Okay, provide signs at crossroads or decision points. Okay, and you can also show what is up ahead. Okay, so signages, no? Do not overlook that. Make it part of your plan. Kasi, syempre, kahit naman papano may production cost yan. No? So, kailangan kasama siya dun sa inyong plano. Okay? So, parking. Oh, pre-registration or on-site registration. It's in your handout. I'm not sure if I'm accurate. Anong page po yan? 12 pala. Ayun, mali yung slide ko. Okay? So, you can decide whether you'd like people to pre-register. or for them to register on site. Kanina, Sir Jay asked a question. How do you handle people not wanting to confirm their attendance? Okay, I guess Filipinos have not yet learned what RSVP is all about. No, well, what do? Either you really assign somebody to call them up and make a follow-up. Okay? Or, well, ako, in my experience, what worked once was we gave them an incentive. Sabi namin, if you register online before this date, you get a free prize. Actually, ballpen lang yun. Pero it worked. Ganon, kasi, oy, may incentive, o sige, join tayo. Diba? Okay, register tayo agad. So you can give an incentive. You can contact them one by one. Okay? So, but then again, decide. Would you want them pre-registered or do they register on site? If you want them pre-registered, then how do you go about it? Diba? Where do they register? How, if there's payment to be collected, how do you collect that? And then what happens when the pre-registered people arrive at the event? Do they queue up or with everyone else or do they have a special line? Okay, so think about that. Now, if it's on-site registration, consider how many people will be registering and how much time you have to allow them to register. Diba? Kasi if you're, let's say you have 100 guests, and if each one will have to register on site, and it will take them about 1 minute to fill up a registration form if there's only one queue, that means at least 100 minutes. Diba? Matagal yun. No, that's 1 hour and 40 minutes. Okay? So, what do? You either have several lines, okay, form several lines, or you simplify the registration process. Diba? Even the data that you ask for at registration, okay, think, why do you have to get this information? Diba? Ang dami ko na-attenda na event na they ask for your name, your address, your email address, your telephone number, and then your signature. Okay, so you give all of the information. And then you never hear about them anyway. Diba? Para saan ba yun? Okay? Unang-una, sayang yung oras. Okay, if you're not gonna use the data, don't ask for it. Or if there's another way by which you can get the data, edi, make it simple. Diba? Make life simpler. Okay? So, yeah, that's one decision that has to be made early on. Next, who will be at the reception line? Meaning, who are the people who will welcome the guests? Okay? Or the audience to your event? Is it necessary to have, what, the senior pastors there? Or will they be greeted by usherettes and led to their chairs? So, plan for that. Okay? And if you will be using usherettes, make sure the usherettes are trained. Okay? Because they are frontline people. They should be able to provide guests with basic information such as where is the nearest restroom? What time would be the break? Diba? Yung mga basic katanungan. Where do I get a parking pass? Yung mga ganon. No? So, take time to brief your usherettes. Okay? Yan. So, why should there be a reception line? Who would be there? Okay? Next, atmosphere. So, dumating na sila. Na-welcome na sila. Next, what will they see as they enter the event venue itself? Okay? What will be the look and feel of the event? Okay, so we talk about ambiance. Remember, ambiance is not only what you see. Okay, ambiance is anything that will appeal to all of the senses. So what will people see, hear, feel, smell, and taste? Diba? So lahat yan, kailangan ma-manage natin. Okay? It's the total atmosphere. Okay? You might want to use lights. Okay? Sometimes we decorate the stage with a lot of lights or a combination of lights and props. Okay? Your setup also, how will the stage be set up? Diba? Like, that kind of setup, it looks very 1970. Diba? Very government event, no? Diba? Yung lahat sila nasa presidential table. No? No. Una-una, it doesn't always look good because people up there aren't always, well, they don't look attentive. Okay? A more modern version would be something like this. But then again, you have to make sure that the people who sit on those chairs know how to sit well. Diba? Yung maganda pa rin ang itsura. Okay? And it has to serve a purpose. Why should everyone be there? Probably they would be on hand to answer questions as part of an open forum. Or each one will have his turn to speak. Diba? When I was asked to handle the graduation ceremonies for our college in UP, one of the things that I did was to watch the previous year's video. Okay, and one thing that I noticed, the faculty members were seated on stage. Sabi ko, why? Ma'am, kasi faculty sila. Moment nila yan. Moment nila, tingin mo nga itsura. May nagpapaypay, may umiinom, merong hindi maganda yung upo, may naghihikab. No? Hindi maganda tingnan, di ba? Okay, sabi ko, can we ask them to stay in the seats? Sabi nung kausap kong isang faculty, ay bahala ka, convince mo sila, pero tradisyon na yan. Ayan na naman, narinig ko na naman yung tradisyon. Okay, so when I made my presentation, I started with the premise of what is a graduation? Diba? Graduation is a celebration of success of the student. Diba? Yes, probably the faculty also have reason to celebrate, but you are not the star on that day. So will you please get off the stage? Yung iba nagpalakpakan, ay, ayaw naman pala nila nung ganun. Okay? No, pero syempre, because you have to, you know, there are people whom you have to stroke their egos also. I told them the faculty will enter, will have their own processional, okay, coming from the rear, and the faculty will take their seats at the first few rows of the audience. So front row seats, okay na sila nun. Okay? Meron din silang moment para rumampa in their Filipiniana attire. Sige, happy na sila nun. At least they got off the stage. Kasi nga, when you take photographs, it's a, di ba? It's too much of a distraction. No? Pangit tingnan. Okay? So, pero at least they bought that idea. See? So sometimes you really have to challenge. Ano yung, kasi tradisyon na yan. Bakit nga ba hindi natin pwedeng palitan? Okay, yan. Look at how this room is set up.
Wedding.
Okay, di ba? It's for a formal luncheon perhaps. Okay, but notice the choice of chairs. The setting is formal, but you have armchairs. Okay, which means that people can be a bit more relaxed. Di ba? Pag armchair kasi you can lean towards the person to your left or to your right. Diba? It's formal, but then you'd want people to feel more relaxed. Okay? Or a setting like this. Diba? Notice the green apples. No? Probably it carries out a color theme. At the same time, it can be an extra dessert. It can be a take-home thing. Diba? Kung nagugutom ka na, naiinip ka na, kainin mo yung apple. Diba? O kaya, yung gustong, yung mahilig magbalot, ibalot ang apple. Diba? Okay, so make use, if you're going to spend on something, it better have some use. Diba? It better, kumbaga, have a purpose. Okay, so what do we have to consider? Okay, so consider the size of the event site. Okay, don't overcrowd the room with a lot of props. Okay, I've been to weddings na parang dami-daming bulaklak. No, not it crowds the room. Okay, the activities, what activities will be happening in the area? Okay, consider the flow of activities so that you can easily, people can easily go to the buffet and back to their seats, etc. Okay, space requirements. If you want people to dance, so dapat may dance floor yan. Okay, take note of safety and security. Okay, again, have aisle spaces that are wide enough. Think of accessibility, especially if there are differently abled people, okay, who would be attending. Okay, again, stage setups. Okay, maganda yung nandun sa gitna, di ba? You have a round stage there. Okay, it makes the speaker more accessible to a greater number of people. Okay, and then again, just the basic vocabulary words. A theater arrangement is when you have rows and rows of seats. Okay, when it's laid out in an incline, that's what you call stadium seating. Okay, you can have a boardroom set up. A classroom is something like this. There's a table, there's a chair. Okay, your meeting setup can be boardroom, can be U-shaped, can be U with an outer row at that. And then you have banquet setups. Usually banquets are round tables with either 8, 10, or 12 seats per table. Okay, so you've designed the atmosphere. Next is the activity. So you now go into what will happen at the event. Okay, how will the activities be sequenced? Okay, so decide on the program structure and running order. Okay, will you need breakout sessions or will you have all plenary, meaning everyone in attendance? Okay, how much time do you need for each detail? Okay, timing is very important. Okay, you have to know how much time you have for speeches, for entertainment numbers. If you have to give out awards, how much time will you have to recognize these people? Diba? Like for example, graduation. If there are 200 graduates and each one is given his minute on stage, that means 200 minutes. 3 hours mahigit yun. Baka naman tulog na si letter A. Eh, malayo pa si letter Z. Diba? So, kailangan isipin natin. What if we cut it down? Oh, hindi na siya 1 minute each. 30 seconds na lang. So, you still need 100 minutes. Okay? O sige na nga, 15 seconds na lang. Diba? So, you just need probably 30 minutes for that. Diba? So, ano naman ang mangyayari? 15 minutes of fame. How do you do that? Probably you can preset the graduates. Diba? Nakapila na sila. Pag tinawag ang pangalan, you just have to go up the stage. Nakaposition na, nasan yung photographer, take the picture, and then that's the end of your 15 seconds. Diba? Kailangan lang naman may kanya-kanyang oras niya, may moment. Okay? So, think of timing. Or, let's say for example, it's a Christmas party. May talent competition. So, how much time will you allow each number? Okay? Because if each number has 10 minutes to present, grabe, di ba? Kung anim yung magpre-present, sang oras na yun. Sawang-sawa ka na sa kakarinig ng Justin Bieber medley na yun. Diba? So, think of something else. Okay? Then, what audiovisual and staging equipment would you need? How much lighting would you need? Pwede na ba yung house lights lang? Or would your activity require that you have special lighting? How about your projectors? How many projectors will you be needing? Okay, will you be needing a mixer for your sound system? Okay, now, how do we make use of the time that we have? Diba? One of the things I learned working for a company called Jollibee, diba, is planning a party. I'm sure all of you have attended either a Jollibee or a McDonald's party. Typically, a children's party is given 2 hours. Diba? So you have a 2-hour time slot. And what they do is to divide the 2 hours into 4 30-minute segments. Okay? So sa atin, pwede rin natin gawin yun. Okay? The Jollibee way is you divide it into something like this. The first 30 minutes is for arrival and introduction. Okay, the kids get their name tags. They get to play with each other. Then after that, the second 30-minute segment would be for games and entertainment. So you do the parlor games, and then if there's a juggler, if there's a magician, you put it there. Okay, after which you serve the meal. So people have 30 minutes to eat. And then after they've eaten, you have the cake ceremony, and then the mascot does his dance number and the picture taking. Ayun. So that's 2 hours. Diba? So tayo, ganun din. Okay? Consider how much time we have for the event. Then we can divide it into segments. There are natural segments, okay, that we have to follow. Like, for example, if it's a whole day thing, okay, a natural divider would be the morning snack break, okay, and then lunch, and then the afternoon snack break. Okay, so that means from the start, let's say you're starting at 9 in the morning up to 10, so yung 1 hour na yon, okay, you fill that up with one group of activities. Then you take a break, a 15-minute break, so let's say 10:15 up to 12, okay, you have 1 hour and 45 minutes to fill in again. Then you take the lunch break and then sa hapon. Diba? So look for the natural delineators, no? Okay, when sharing the time. But then again, you might want to think out of the box. Okay, like sometimes when I handle corporate events, instead of calling for a morning break, okay, I just serve breakfast. So the food that was intended for the morning break is served as people come in and register. Okay, para medyo mas mahaba yung registration time. Okay, we start at 9, tapos tuloy-tuloy na yon until 12. Kasi sometimes it's quite difficult to build momentum. Diba? It's okay for a small group like this, 30 people, it's easy to wait. Diba? But if it's a conference for around 200 people, diba? Lalo na, well, I have to admit, no? As ladies, it takes us quite some time to go to the restroom. Diba? Somebody even told me, you know what, you girls? Going to the restroom is an event in itself. What are you doing there? Diba? So, yeah, it's a party there because you meet everybody. Ganon. Okay, so, ganon talaga. We can't take, diba, when it's with a big crowd, you cannot take a 15-minute break. Wala, no such thing. It's 30 minutes always, at least. Okay? So, pagka ganun, minsan hindi ko na binibreak para tuloy-tuloy na lang. Pwede rin yun. No? Or, pwede rin naman, like, I've attended a convention here, regional, no? I think that was Singapore. It was organized by an American company. Walang break. Fantastic. Pagtingin ko ng program from 8 to 5, it was one speaker and presentation. Sunod-sunod lang sila. Sabi ko, how are we supposed to survive in this place? Diba? Kasi it was my first time, sabi sa akin. That's the reason why you have an FM radio. Okay, kasi in the convention center, you can turn on your FM radio. select the language that you can understand and then listen to it. So meron na silang interpreter in different languages so you can listen to what's going on stage. So you don't really have to sit down and watch. Okay. Anyways, those are just presentations and speeches. So you can go anywhere. You can take your snack, go to the restroom, and still not miss anything. High-tech, diba? Pero hindi rin ako enjoy nung ganun. Diba? Mahirap din yun. Okay. I'm sure. I don't know how they do it. Eh. Actually, yes. Yes. Okay, but I guess it was built into the facility, so siguro they just had to hire people who could speak those languages, no? Yun. Okay, so break down the time that you have. Okay, now typically, well, this is for a corporate event. Well, typically you start first with an invocation, then the national anthem. Then an opening, it's either a production number or a video that could set the, that could establish the theme for the event. Okay, then start off with the purpose of the event and what the audience will expect for the day. Okay, after that, you come up with a topic of very high interest before you go into the coffee break. Okay, again, dare to defy tradition because I've noticed, no, there are events na merong opening remarks, merong may welcome remarks, may opening remarks, tapos merong the one who will introduce the speaker before you get to know the speaker. Diba? Parang ang dami-daming nagsasalita, no? So, I guess people value their time so much now. You just have to try to lessen it. No? Yung welcome tsaka yung opening, pwede naman pag-isahin na lang yun eh. They say the same thing anyway. Okay? And the point there is, you just have to state what is the purpose of the event and what people would expect would happen during the day. That's the only thing. Okay? Introduction to the guest speaker. Try to keep it short and sweet. Okay? I was once schooled and on public speaking, and one thing I always remember, when you're introducing a speaker, TIP, topic, interest, person. Okay, so you just state what would be the topic that he'll be speaking on. Second, why is the topic of interest to all of us here? And then third, who is the speaker? TIP, topic, interest, person. Yun lang. No? And then, when you introduce the person, just go through the most important facts about his life. Diba? Yung iba kasi, pati yung best in math nung siya ay kinder, sinasabi pa. Diba? Lahat ng awards, sinasabi. Okay. No? Na to the point na kung ikaw yung speaker, hindi mo rin nakilala na ikaw pala yung ako ba yun? Diba? So just keep it simple. Just highlight the most important, especially achievements that would be relevant to the audience. Diba? Yung hindi naman importante, you can skip that. Yun. Okay? So then you line up your topics. It would be nice also if you examine what each speaker or presenter would be doing on stage so that you can sequence it properly. Diba? And then don't forget to put in, always end on a high note. Okay, so at the closing, have a topic of very high interest or you can engage the audience in an emotionally tugging activity. Like for example, goal setting or getting their commitment. Okay? Or some action that they have to do. No? Para nandun yung emotional pull nila. Okay, before you close with exciting news. Okay, so the way you sequence this elements of your program, there should observe that there should be build up at certain levels. Okay, build it up towards the middle of the morning and then again towards the afternoon. Okay, so come up with a sequence guide. The sequence guide should have the details of time start and stop. Okay, kasi every minute would count. Diba? Do not assume anything. Okay, and when you give a time limit to your speakers, inform the speaker. Actually, speakers do appreciate that they know that you're speaking for only 15 minutes. At least, ma-adjust niya yung material niya. No? Kesa naman, he just goes on and on and on. No? Nabobore na yung audience. Siya naman, hindi niya alam kung hanggang kailan ba talaga to. Diba? So, kailangan lang i-communicate natin. Okay? So, what would be the time required to complete each activity? And then the person concerned, like who would the speaker be? May assistant ba yan? Etc. And then the logistic requirements. Would you need the LCD on? Would you need special effects at that time? What kind of microphone would the speaker want? Okay, kasi, di ba, kanya-kanyang speaker, may kanya-kanyang drama rin yan. Okay? Or let's say, for example, whose computer will you be using? Will it be that of the speaker or a centralized thing? Okay? Would you need a clicker like this, a laser pointer? Whatever, include it there already. Okay, now, what are your options instead of a speaker? You might want to have a panel discussion so that the audience gets to benefit from the wisdom of more people, not just one person speaking. Or you can have several people discussing the same or similar topics. Okay, one after the other, but this time they just speak in very, very brief presentations. You can have a forum with a professional facilitator, like a question and answer thing. That could be an option as well. Or you can have something like a town hall meeting. Okay, have the speaker at the center. Okay, and then, of course, the speaker should be good enough to be able to take in questions and be able to answer this candidly as well. Okay, so you can take a look at options that you might have. Okay, then there are interactive response devices. Mas mahal pa nga yung nandun sa taas, yung you get to vote whether your choice is A or B. Okay, I guess you can run an event on Twitter so people can tweet in their questions. Okay, or you can have a Facebook page also. Or you can just open a text line so that people can text in their questions. Okay, make use of technology. If it's available, then make use of it. Okay, and of course, it always works. Ang Pilipino kasi sobrang mahiyain. Diba? Pwedeng just a slip of paper where they can write their questions. Okay, then appetite, everyone's favorite. Diba? Dito sa Pilipinas talaga ang event hindi kompleto kung walang food. Diba? Sometimes we do more eating than meeting. No? Okay, so decide what kind of food will you serve. But also think, what is the purpose of serving food? Okay, there are several reasons. It can be to satisfy hunger kasi nga matagal ang program, magugutom sila. Pwede rin to raise alertness so that people don't sleep on you. Okay, then it can be a way of enhancing your image. Kasi minsan, di ba, you'd like to impress the audience so you feed them well. Okay, increasing attendance. Hindi man natin aminin pero totoo yun. No? Okay, so also sustaining attendance. Okay, encouraging interaction. And for people who will be working at the event as well, food would enhance their performance. Okay, so think of how you will serve food and what kind of food would be served. Okay, have an F&B plan or a food and beverage plan. First, identify which groups would be fed. So, think of who would be the external groups that have to be fed. External from the point of view of the event manager. So, these are the guests. If you have corporate sponsors, if you have VIPs, if there are exhibitors, if there are media people or other externals around, so identify, okay, how many are they? Okay, will food be a profit center? Meaning, is it going to be part of what they paid for? Which means that there's greater pressure to give good value for their money. Okay? Kung hindi naman, kasi talagang libre rin naman yung event, then people might become more forgiving. Kasi, di ba, libre naman eh. Okay? What time would you need the meals? Are you serving breakfast, lunch, dinner? Are you serving snacks? So, given your program, what time will this be needed? What would be your budget for these meals? Okay? And then, are there... what would be on the menu and what would be your considerations? Okay, halimbawa, alam nyo na na ito eh seniors retreat. So medyo marami ng bawal. Bawal ang pork, di ba? Bawal ang beans. Di ba? So isama na natin 'yon. No? Okay? At saka, di ba, there are certain age groups na eat differently from, let's say, from the youth. Di ba? If you're talking to the youth, pizza, okay na sa kanila yon, party na yon. Pero pagkausap mo yung mga seniors, pizza, hindi naman pagkain yan eh. Di ba? Parang ganun, narinig ko, nanay ko, ganun eh. Di ba? Hindi considered na pagkain yon. Okay? So, think what would appeal to them. Kasi baka kainin mo na rin lang, di ba? Let it be something that they would appreciate. Okay? And then, the meal venue. Where would the meal be served? Okay? Sometimes the meal venue also has a bearing on the kind of food that you can serve. Like if it is outdoor, try to avoid anything with white sauce, anything with mayonnaise, no? Yung mga madaling masira, di ba? Iiwasan natin yan para wala tayong problema. Okay? So, also, isipin din natin, how will they eat? Will they have tables and chairs? Kasi kung seated yan, mas comfortable kumain. Pero minsan kasi, cowboy-cowboy lang, minsan, di ba, may events tayo na ganun. Under the trees, kunyari, picnic event. Yun. So, the kind of menu that you have will also dictate on how these people will be eating. Okay, so yun yung external groups. Oh, by the way, dun sa external groups, really try to identify, ha, sino-sino ba yung pakakainin. Like if you have VIPs, especially from the national or the local government, may kasama silang bodyguard. Planuhin na natin saan pakakainin ang mga bodyguard. Yun ba, may special room ba sila? Kasi usually, mas picky pa sila kaysa sa kanilang amo. Diba? So, isipin na natin yan. Kasi, it's a given. Diba? Okay? And then, you also have to feed internal groups. Okay? Like drivers, the event staff, entertainers, security personnel, your technicians. Okay? And, since this would be people who will be working, be sure, make sure that they are fed before they work. Diba? Kasi syempre, kailangan may energy. Okay? At alalahanin natin, again, ang mga technician, ang mga crew, kanin ang kinakain yan. Hindi pwedeng pa-sandwich-sandwich yung mga yan. Kanin at ulam. Actually, kahit konting ulam, basta maraming kanin. Okay sa kanila yon, ba? So, let's plan for that, okay? Inform them of when their meal breaks are. Importante yon. And by the way, even the event staff, no, kasi kanina nga we were making kwento na usually yung event staff hindi naman nakakakain pag may event. Diba? Actually, masama yun kasi all the more stressed ka na nga, hindi ka pakakain, anong result nun? You get cranky. Diba? Para bang you'll snap at everyone. No? Kaya better that you're fed. Okay? So, include that in your task list. Eat. Diba? You have to, it has to be fast, but still, you have to eat. Okay? Also decide where will these groups be eating? Will they have a separate room? Okay? Will they eat backstage? Maiitago ba nila yon? Okay? So decide where and how they would be eating. So come up with your F&B plan. Yan. Where will the food be served? What will be the best catering arrangement given the situation? Sometimes kasi we would like to impress guests by having a buffet. But there are instances wherein a buffet might not be the best setup. Diba? Have you ever been to a wedding na formal? Tapos dahil ang dami nilang guests, para bang you have to wait 30 minutes. Diba? Lining, queuing up at the buffet. Diba? By then, di ka na maganda. No? So, baka mas impressive pa if you serve a 5-course meal that is served by a waiter. Diba? You still get busog that way. No? Okay. And when you select a caterer, diba, one of the perks of being in events is you have that tasting session with a caterer. No? Don't treat it like a junket. You're supposed to be there to work. Diba? You're supposed to evaluate the food. Gano? Diba? Yun eh talagang matalinong pinag-iisipan. Kasi, I work in the food industry. Sadly, there are caterers na akala mo impressive yung spread. Pero pag tinikman mo, iisa lasa. Yung fish, tsaka yung chicken, tsaka yung beef, isa lasa. Iba-iba lang itsura nila. But they, hi, di ba? Yun, baka naman it's a matter of choice also. Baka you should have selected something else. Okay? At the same time, if you're going to do a taste test, try to have it at the office of the caterer. Kung pwede, where their kitchens are. Kasi that could be an opportunity for you to check their kitchens. Kasi syempre, food yaan. Okay, it is easy for us to, well, you know, spread a foodborne illness outbreak, aka food poisoning. No, delikado yon. That's why it would be good if you can check their facilities. Diba? Siyempre, ayaw natin ang may nagkakasakit. No? May mga nangyayaring ganyan, well, nagiging hush-hush lang, pero may nangyayari. Okay, like for one example, no. I just retired from Jollibee then. Then they told me, buti na lang umalis ka na. Sabi ko, bakit? Kaproblema kami kasi daw Christmas. Nag-Christmas party yung taga-commissary. Dahil syempre budget ang question, pumatol sa less expensive na caterer. Nag-party ngayong gabi, kinabukasan 1/3 lang nung shift ang nakapasok. Nung morning shift, yung afternoon shift, ganun din, 1/3 lang. The rest were down. Okay? They got sick. Anong repercussions nun? If you only have 1/3 of your staff on duty, the commissary will not run. So they were not able to bake the buns and then whatever else it is that comes from the commissary. Ang repercussion nun sa tindahan. So walang tinapa yung tindahan. Eh, ang hamburger buns, eh, hindi naman common dito. That's why we had stores that had to serve their burgers in loaf bread. Okay? Tipong balita ko may mga demanda rin na nangyari noon. Kasi it was in the middle of the Christmas season. yun yun. Diba? So pwedeng may repercussion kasi yun. No? So food is not something na you just, wala, sige, basta may pagkain. Hindi pwedeng ganun eh. You have to consider food safety. Okay? And that includes the choice of food. Diba? There was this big event not last Christmas, the other Christmas, they were feeding a humongous crowd. I think it was a crowd of around 12,000. They tapped 12 caterers. Okay naman, diba? So 1,000 persons, 1,000 people per caterer. Okay? The problem was, because they wanted it kind of Spanish, colonial, whatever it is, they served paella for an afternoon affair that was open air. Yun ang problema. Sabi ko, no matter how good your caterers are, there's always that big risk. Diba? So somebody served some paella that turned bad. Ayun. I don't know what they did, I guess. Ayun. So nagkaroon ng problema doon. Kaya, yun. We would not want that to happen in our events. Diba? Yun. Kaya kailangan makulit tayo on quality. Okay? It's nice now that, like, when you read the papers, medyo, some of the local governments are being more conscious on how meat is being sold in the wet market. At least medyo na nagle-level up na. Diba? Tumataas yung level of consciousness on food safety. Okay? But again, as event manager, this is a major concern that we should have. Okay? Also, when you plan for food deliveries, okay, wag niyo namang ipa-deliver yung pang-lunch. Eh, alas 6 ng umaga, nandiyan na. Diba? Kasi yung waiting time din ng food can cause, diba? It can cause the food to be unsafe. Okay? Food should stand not more than 4 hours. Okay? So, not more than 4 hours. Para safe tayo. Okay, we're not saying na masisira yan on 4 hours and 1 minute after. Diba? Hindi naman ganun. Pero para lang siguradong safe tayo. Okay? Yon. So when it's food, it's not only about the cost, it's also about the quality of the food that you're going to serve. Okay, last letter A, amenities. So what else will you give to your guests? What pluses will make the guests enjoy the event even more and make it more memorable. Okay, so when we have to give giveaways, let's make it something that's useful. Diba? I guess we have enough dust gatherers lying around. Diba? Wag na yung mga pa-cute na mga figurine na kung ano-ano. If it's not significant, anyway, wag na lang. Okay, give them something that will make them remember your message. Okay, yeah, like it can be on a shirt, it can be on a bag, a cap, it can be a notepad that they can use during the event, it can be a ball pen that they can use. Okay, basta it should be something useful. Kasi ginagastosan din naman natin yan. Again, put our money to good use. If you're going to give out awards and prizes, okay, consider the recipient of the award. Okay, are they the type who will really, really appreciate a certificate or a plaque of award of merit or a plaque of recognition? Diba? Kasi baka naman there are other useful things that you can give out. Diba? Like what, for example, in one of our graduation ceremonies at the culinary school, no, sa American Hospitality Academy, we created a tradition that the graduation speaker will be given an honorary chef award. So at the end of his or her speech, we let them wear a chef's jacket with their name printed on it. Kasi to us, only chefs have that honor of wearing the chef jacket. Like ako, hindi naman ako chef. I'm part of the faculty but I'm not a chef. I never wear a chef's jacket. Okay, so kahit na sa picture taking, lahat sila naka-chef jacket, ako hindi. Kasi sa amin, it's something that's sacred. No? So, pero when we have a speaker like that, we give them the honorary chef's degree. Okay, so, and then one of the speakers, she was really so excited, and this is a lady who has done much for the industry, pero sobra siyang excited, nun lang daw siya nagkaroon ng chef's jacket. Sabi niya, Jim, wow, this beats any kind of certificate or any plaque that you could give me. Yung ganon, di ba? So think of how can you please the person that you're honoring. Make them really feel honored. Di ba? Kasi minsan, sa totoo lang, yung mga laging na nai-invite para mag-speak, marami ng plaque yan. Wala na nga siyang paglagyan eh. Di ba? Nagiging problema pa yun. Di ba? Yun. Okay, so give awards and prizes that your guests or the recipient will truly appreciate. Okay, you might also want to have pocket events. Okay, what other events can go on alongside your main event? Okay, could there be breakout sessions? Could there be other things that they could learn? Could there be an exhibit or a book sale on one side? Okay, then also consider the companions. Okay, let's say you have an event for what? Let's say the leaders meeting. What if they bring their wives along? What will the wives do? Okay, so you might think of something for the ladies. Okay, and then photographs. I do hope you get to train people who can be good event photographers. No, hindi na yung di ba? It's very 1990. Yung mga group shot na na mukhang class picture. Ganon. Okay? You can make the photographs into souvenirs if these are well taken. No? Let's say for example, you have a family day. Instead of the usual picture ng family naka-post na ganyan, why don't you take a picture of the family in action? Let's say while playing one of the games, may action shot sila, naka-jump shot sila, lahat na tipong candid. No? So, those things help build more memories. Okay, so develop a team of photographers. Do you have that? Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, you can develop volunteers who would do that. Okay. Like, my son is actively involved in, ang tawag ata nila, a Safe Light Ministry. So, they're in charge of covering all of the youth events for CCF. So, yun ang ginagawa nila. They get to practice their hobby at the same time they get to cover the events. Okay, so, yan, use photographs. Uso ngayon yung mga photo booth. Okay, just make sure may rhyme and reason din naman yung photo booth. No, like once I attended a party, ang theme niya masquerade. May photo booth. Nandun pa rin yung Angry Birds hat, nandun pa rin yung multicolored wig ng clown, para bang hindi ata bagay. Diba? So, if you have to work with a supplier, share with them, tell them na ganito mo yung theme namin, so siguro maganda, meron kang masks. Yung medyo bagay dun sa theme ninyo. Okay? So, yon. Those are your 6 A's. So, anticipation, arrival, atmosphere, activity, appetite, and amenities. Easy ba to remember? Yeah, di ba? It's in chronological order. It all starts with the letter A. Okay? So, when you build your plan, go through the 6 A's. It's not likely that you would miss something if you go through it that way. Okay, so how do you invite people? What will happen when they arrive? What will they see and feel? What will they do? What will they eat? And what can they take home with them? Diba? Yon. So that's your experience. Okay?